This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope this episode finds you well, boo, and that your day is going amazing and no one is bothering you today or stressing you out. I hope that you are not stressing yourself out, you know, because we can be our own biggest haters sometimes, not even on purpose, but sometimes we get in our heads and we get really down on ourselves, we get hard on ourselves, and we end up stressing our own selves out. So I hope that you are not stressing yourself out this week, boo, and treating yourself like you are your own bestie because you deserve that kind of treatment. So I have a quick update for you. As you guys know, this is still season 6 of the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and we extended the season back in January, but boo, the season cannot go on forever, which means this season is coming to an end, which ultimately means the show will be on break this summer. I know, not the most ideal news today, but not to worry, boo. I still have a couple of things up my sleeve for you this summer here on the podcast. I'm not dropping the mic entirely, but the season itself is wrapping up, boo, and we have a few episodes left. But again, I am not abandoning you. I have some very, very fun things in store for you this summer, so stay tuned for more updates here. I will absolutely keep you updated over the next few weeks. So, summer is coming, boo, and I have no idea where April had to be, but she was here for a good time, not a long time, okay? May is always jam-packed for me with graduations, proms. Everybody I know has a birthday in May, so May is packed. And I don't know about y'all, but summer feels like it's happening in like 3 to 5 business days. Like we're here already. It's basically tomorrow. And today I wanted to talk with you about preparing for the summer, romanticizing the summer, shedding old seasons, old energy, old habits, and old ways of doing things, and talk you through how to spend these next few weeks preparing for a new season. I know it's a bit early to talk about summer, but I can't just hop out the bed and turn my summer on, you know? I need to get my mind right and really know what I'm doing before I jump in and do it. So I'm going to throw a ton of tips, tricks, ideas, and notes at you. Sip or spit, boo. Sip or spit. So I think preparing for a new season, romanticizing summer, letting go of old ways of doing things, old seasons, starts with your mind, getting the right energy flowing. How I find out what I want to start doing is being really mindful of what I want to stop doing. Think of one or two things that you really want to stop doing this summer and start building your activities and your plans and your intentions around that. It starts with being mindful and saying, I don't want to be hard on myself this summer. I don't want to act this way this summer. I don't want to be antisocial this summer. Whatever the case may be for you, boo. And then thinking of what you want to do from there. So if I say, I don't want to rot on the couch all summer, then I'll be intentional about making plans to be outside as much as I can. What is also helpful here is a theme. I love a good theme. I like themes for parties, I like themes for dinners, and I certainly like themes for seasons, especially summer. This is just an idea, boo, but maybe think about setting a theme for the summer you want to have.
I remember summer 2016 like it was yesterday. I had my first big girl job. I was making a little money. And I had read this book by Shonda Rhimes. And it was called The Year of Yes. And on a whim, I was like, okay, I'm going to have a summer of yes this year. And this was before I knew how to set healthy boundaries. But literally, if someone invited me someplace or asked me to join something, I did it. I said yes. But the rules were, it was only for the summer. So that summer, Drake drops his Views album. Controlla is on steady repeat. Okay. I was asked to join a summer volleyball league with some coworkers. I did it. If someone invited me on a trip, I went. Like everything that I normally would have said no to that summer, I said yes, because it was only for a short period of time and it gave me an excuse to try something new. So one way to romanticize this next season is to give it a theme. And since I always got you covered, here are some theme ideas. The Summer of Yes, DIFP, Do It For The Plot. A good friend of mine told me she looks at her life like a book, and sometimes her main character does the most unexpected things because it helps move her story along. Do It For The Plot. Everyone has heard of the hot girl summer, but what about a whole girl summer? Where the whole summer, you do things that make you feel whole as a woman. Soft girl summer, summer of self, social girl summer. Like, the list can go on and on and on, boo. Maybe you don't want a seasonal theme, but maybe you have themed days each week, like farmers market Sundays, and every Sunday you go to the farmers market with your friends, or you spend that time with your mom or dad or grandparents. Monday mocktails, margarita Mondays, and then you can make a playlist surrounding your theme, and then a Pinterest board. I personally like using Pinterest a lot on my phone. It's just easier, and I do it while I'm in bed watching TV, but you can download Pinterest and make you a summer mood board and just start adding images of things you want to see in your real life this summer. Maybe it's a lot of water, pools. You want to spend a lot of time swimming or sitting cute on somebody's pool chair. Maybe it's lots of pictures of outdoor dining and rooftop dinners and pictures of friends hanging out and getting drinks. Maybe it's tying into your theme and you want to do it for the plot this summer. So maybe this summer you try outrageous things you'd never try, like speed dating or something. I don't know. That's outrageous for me. Adding photos to your Pinterest board and then saving those photos in Canva and making your own wallpaper for your phone or your desktop. And it becomes something that you look at every day. And you can use that to manifest the summer that you're trying to have. This is why I'm talking about the summer a bit early, because some of these ideas take a little time to plan out, boo, and think about. Summertime shy truly is something that we live for here in Chicago. Right now, the weather is getting warm and more people are outside now. And because there are so many things to do in the summer here, I like to be intentional entering this season and not just all over the place, because I want to be able to end the summer knowing that I did everything that I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? One thing I will be doing this summer is documenting my summer, not for the purposes of likes and views and shooting for an aesthetic, but I found my old, very old digital camera when I moved, and I plan to document my summer on my camera. I also want to print the photos, make a physical album. I feel like we've lost the art of photo books and albums because we store everything on our phones and our apps. But y'all, when you are with your family and somebody pulls out an old photo album, everybody is seated, right? It brings so much joy to people being able to look back on their lives and remember times that they've forgotten. Not saying we have to be sitting in rocking chairs this summer and putting photo albums together, but more so documenting the moments we have and printing them out and storing them. So next year, this time, or 2 years' time, or 5 years from now, you can pull out your photos and you can be like, oh my God, I remember this. I remember this summer. And I also want to start printing photos more. So whenever I have a family, I want there to be physical proof that I really lived a full life, not just digital. But if you're not into digital cameras and photo albums like me, maybe you and your friends create a joint Instagram or TikTok account, and all of you share the password. And instead of just dropping a bunch of pictures in a shared album after y'all hang out, maybe everybody uploads their favorite pictures or videos from the night on the shared social account. So it's giving content, it's giving new characters, it's giving new perspectives. It'll also encourage you and your friends to make more plans, hopefully. And it'll give you more things to talk about and, most of all, look back on. That's the whole point of romanticizing, doing things that normally aren't even a big deal and making them a big deal. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. My next tip is to pick up a new hobby: painting, drawing, taking pottery class, cooking classes, bike riding, graphic designing, getting your certification in something outside of a degree, like teaching a swim class or yoga instructor, collecting things. And so maybe this summer you're on a hunt to find these collectible items, redecorating a room in your home, redecorating a room in someone else's home, whatever it is, boo. Find something new and fun to do outside of work, outside of making money, outside of sponsored deals, outside of views, likes, and downloads, and learn something new about yourself. A lot of us don't have hobbies anymore, and we don't do things just because we like to do it. And I'm not saying don't have a side hustle, right? Don't sell whatever you create. Many businesses have been birthed from someone just messing around and doing something that they love to do. But I'm saying maybe try something just for the sake of trying it to see if you like it, not just for the sake of making money. There are so many new walking clubs and tennis clubs. I saw a video the other day of a girl who wanted to learn how to play tennis. So she started a Black Girls Who Love Tennis Club in her area. She posted about it to see who else wanted to join her. And she ended up having like 50 girls show up to a tennis court one day. It wasn't to get rich. The intention wasn't to start selling Black girl tennis merch. It was truly just to try something new. And she opened it up to others that might be interested. And now her hobby has built community. So whatever is on your heart right now, boo, that you've always wanted to try and do, I guarantee you, if you just step out and do it, you'll see that there's a lot of other people that are willing to step out and do the same. One thing I have gotten teased about in the past is planning things out. I am not a go with the flow person. I need to know that you want me to come hang out when, where, the time. And that's not because I'm the busiest girl in the world, but I like to be prepared and know it's coming. So if I look at my summer as a whole, and I'm looking at my Pinterest board, things I want to try, new hobbies I want to pick up, I'm going to look at my work week and start blocking out times for these things. If it's Farmers Market Sunday every Sunday, that time is getting blocked on my calendar. If I want to try a baking class this summer, and maybe it's a little pricey, so I can't go every week, but maybe I try 2 baking classes a month and I get those on my calendar. When I hang out with friends and family, we pick a date in advance. And also because here in Chicago, you have to have a reservation for everything way in advance. But if we're doing rooftop movies this summer, dinner dates, beach days, those dates are being thrown around right now so that we can coordinate and find the time to get together. People are busy, boo. And the older we get, the more responsibilities we have. Some people have vacations already lined up, trips already planned. So you want to be able to get some stuff on your calendar for this summer before the summer begins. That way, you can avoid missing out on things you want to do because no one is available to do it with you. So you want to plan for your fun days, boo, but also plan for your rest. Which leads me to my final point, rest, boo. I just gave you tips, tricks, ideas to prepare for this summer ahead of us so you can get the most out of it. But none of this matters if you don't know how to take a beat every now and then and rest. Take a nap sometimes. Fall asleep by the pool if you're in a safe environment. Read, sitting on the porch outside. Some of you have spent a grip on new patio furniture, but have not sat on it long enough to enjoy it. You have fire pits in your backyards that have never heard a crack, sizzle, or pop because you're too busy. Relax. Sleep in on the days when you can sleep in, and then don't feel bad about it. That housework will be there. One thing I learned in therapy, for me specifically, is since I'm not a huge social girly, the amount of time I spend outside being social, going out, having fun, I need to give that time back to myself. That's the only way that I can replenish and keep going. That is how I recharge my battery, by taking my time back and not being ashamed about it. And that's how I find my balance. You don't always have to be doing something to have a good time, boo. Sometimes the time you spend with yourself, pouring back into yourself, giving yourself what you need, is the best time that you will spend. And that's what the summer is about. Taking a break, boo. Having fun. Not taking life, work, the things that we do on an everyday basis too seriously. And giving yourself a minute to relax, a minute to enjoy, a minute to be hot, a minute to be whole, a minute to enjoy you.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app
that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.